In the 1940s, the radio drama is what families listened to and gathered around at home before television. That's all there was except for movies. Live audiences would fill reactions like a sitcom, sound effects would be improvised, and the actors had only their voices to use. The Classic Theater of San Antonio is reviving the radio play, if only for a few nights, with the holiday classic It's a Wonderful Life.
We're creating a radio station, circa 1946. So we do have the microphones, the old-timey microphones.
Diane Malone is the play's director. She says this is the first holiday production the troupe has ever performed.
We were kind of looking around for a special show to do. This is not on our regular season. It's an addition, and a radio show without all the set and the costumes and cast of thousands seemed like something doable.
The stage isn't a changing set like a normal play. It would be hard to recreate Bedford Falls like in the movie.
If you're familiar with film, you know how many characters there are. Now it covers a wide time frame, too, from 1919 to 1946. So that's, 27 years.
And instead of a huge cast, all the characters are acted out by five people.
I have only five actors doing, I've forgotten what the count is, 42 characters or something? Lots and lots of characters. George and Mary play only themselves. So the other three actors cover all the rest of the characters in the film.
Bringing these 40-something characters to life takes many different pitches. Jack Burns plays the announcer, the antagonist, Mr. Potter, a cab driver, a bouncer. He says at one point he has three characters back to back.
You have to come up with different, not only a different pitch in your voice or a different thing with your mouth, it's got to be a different inner tempo for each one of them so that they sound different.
The story, if you're unfamiliar with it, follows the life of George Bailey, an adventurous man who starts a family with his wife Mary. When George's uncle loses $8,000, George's building and loan is threatened with being shut down, putting his family's livelihood in jeopardy. George begins to think of suicide and is confronted with an angel named Clarence trying to earn his wings. Clarence shows him what a life without George Bailey would be like.
Hey, what do you mean I wasn't there? What are you, a hypnotist? Why am I seeing all these strange things here?
Don't you understand? It's because you were never born.
Look, then if I wasn't born, so how do you
feel? Alan Utley plays George.
I like it, but I'm a little nervous because it's such an iconic character. So I think people are going to come to the show expecting something, and they're either going to... But they're going to compare me against Jimmy Stewart. They're either going to love me because I'm a little bit like him, or hate me because I'm a little bit like him, or they don't see me in him at all.
Without visual aids, sound is what made the radio drama seem real. Doors slamming, bells ringing, even the sounds of shoes walking. Renee Gervins plays Mary. She says the sound is like a sixth character.
That really adds another dimension, and it really puts people back into the concept of radio theater and what that was like. You know, it's very much a copy of that.
While much of the sound is performed live, music and sound effects, like car horns, are fired off by sound designer Rick Malone from a computer, bringing a 21st century aspect into the production.
It is being played back with a computer playback program specifically designed for theater, not for iTunes or anything else. It's specifically designed for theater that allows you to sequence the sounds, it allows you to fade them out, fade others in, stop them simultaneously. It's very, allows for very complex sound.
If you've never seen the movie, we won't spoil the ending. It's a Wonderful Life will run tonight, tomorrow, and next Friday and Saturday at the Jumpstart Theater. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.